Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, what's going on in the world of sports and fitness trends? My guest is Mike May. He's the communications consultant for the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. So, Mike, what are we looking about the new? We've talked about fitness trends, and the American College of Sports Medicine comes out every year with their health and fitness trends. But what are some of the new products that are getting introduced to complement the trends of Zumba, weight training, personal training? What are some of the products going on out there?
There's actually one consistent theme that really stretches across all sports, whether they're individual activities or team activities, and that's the issue of injury prevention. Nobody likes to be injured. Everybody likes to remain healthy and want to stay off the disabled list, so to speak. And so the most common injury in sports is the ankle sprain. And companies like McDavid have come out with some technology on ankle braces. Their particular one is the 195, and it really complements the natural movements of the body, whether you're playing basketball or volleyball or softball or soccer or things like that. If you stay healthy, then you're going to have a better athletic experience. And actually, there's been an independent study that says that if you wear an ankle brace while playing sports, you are three times less likely to get an injury. That's pretty good news.
That is pretty good news. Now, Mike, how has nutrition changed for the sports and fitness industry over the years? You know, goo on the bike races and
right.
All of the products that you see. But is it changing now that people are looking towards less preservatives and fewer additives and healthier choices? What's going on?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. Actually, one of the most recent introductions to this whole aspect of nutrition comes from Jack Links, the beef jerky people, because actually, if you're going to stay active, you need to fuel the body. You need to give it energy so that you can repair muscle, so you can keep going through the experience. And this Jack Links jerky is something that I've tried. It doesn't require any refrigeration. So if you're playing softball in Austin, Texas, or snowmobiling in Augusta, Maine, it's appropriate for either activity in either place. Comes in a wide variety of flavors, and it's a great on-the-go kind of snack.
So these are on-the-go snacks, things that make, you know, obviously they're going to make the competition give you a little bit of an edge, keep you going during it, that sort of thing. How has nutrition as a whole also changed in competition and sports? Are you seeing more healthier choices?
Oh, without a doubt. Well, I think the nutrition, it starts days before the athletic experience, and it's ongoing throughout the season. If you've got a big run on Saturday morning, then you need to start thinking about what you're eating as early as Monday and Tuesday that week. Stay away from carbonated beverages. Eat a lot of whole foods as far as fruits and vegetables, nothing that's sort of prepackaged and man-made. My sister-in-law, who's actually a Zumba instructor, says all the good stuff in the grocery store that's healthy is on the outside. All the stuff that's not so healthy is on the inside aisle.
That's exactly so. Right. Well, we tell people to shop on the perimeter of the grocery store because that's where all the good choices are. Inside is where all the boxed things are.
Right.
Now, so sports, let's talk about sports, Mike. Are people still playing weekend sports? Are adults still getting in? Are there any women getting involved in softball, baseball, tennis? Are we still seeing women getting involved in sports, or have we retreated to the, you know, sort of Zumba land and aerobics classes and things?
No, there's since the introduction of Title IX back in 1972, the number of women and young girls who are playing sports has never been higher than it is now, and I expect it'll be bigger a year from now than it is today. You're seeing more women. In fact, I saw on the Today Show just the other day a group of senior women basketball players, and I think the youngest one was 60, and they're going for like their eighth consecutive senior Olympic gold medal. So women are out there playing soccer, they're playing senior softball, they are playing basketball, maybe not quite yet in the numbers of the men, but they're out there, and it's a rising tide. And on a personal level, I've got a daughter who's a college basketball player, and she's one of the best basketball players in the whole school.
Wow. That's awesome. My daughter plays soccer, so I'm hoping she'll keep doing it because it's a great sport and she's having fun with it. What about clothing? The Sports and Fitness Industry Association, you know, I'm sure that you're right up on the clothing industry and what's going on in fitness clothes today.
Oh, yes. In fact, there's a magazine that within the industry called Sports or Team Insight, and they just recently finished an edition that looked at the women's market. They had a round table of six or seven young ladies from around the country asking them about their opinions on uniforms and socks and shorts and shoes. And there are more and more items made now for the female body, which, as you know, is a little bit different than the male. So years and years ago, girls had to wear whatever the boys were wearing. And now the tide has turned, and there are lots of women and female-specific clothes so that...
Give me an example of those female specific. I mean, now we always know that, you know, women love to wear their yoga pants because they're so, you know, comfortable. But in the light of some things that have been found to be sheer and taken off the market recently, sort of thing. So in the women's clothing, is this, I mean, it's a huge booming business.
It is. And it's really about how in the case of uniforms or just clothes in general, how it's cut. Because the woman, female body is, again, crafted a little bit different than the male, and their feet are a little bit, you know, generally speaking, shorter and smaller, and so the items have just been customized to complement the female athlete, so that they feel as comfortable in the athletic arena as the males do in their clothes.
What about shoes, Mike? You know, I mean, with the shoes, the trends come, go, and back and forth with the ones that are like, you know, supposed to tone your glutes and the ones that have the rounded bottoms, and then I haven't been seeing those so much.
Well, the shoes actually, that's a mixed bag. Some girls like to wear a man's shoe, and sometimes they like to wear a female cut. It's all based on personal choice. But if you're playing basketball, wear basketball shoes. If you're running, wear running shoes. If you're playing tennis, wear a tennis-specific shoe. And that evolution has really helped athletes of all shapes and sizes and both genders, and that you can get the right shoe for your activity. You don't need to be wearing a walking shoe while playing tennis.
That's exactly right. And so now what about, except that I do like to recommend a running shoe for people that are walking, because they have so much support in running shoes, and walking shoes don't always tend to do that. Now, what about sports equipment? Tennis rackets and, you know, things that people are using. Have these changed in the past couple of years?
They have. I mean, there are definitely women's models from tennis rackets and definitely women's models on golf clubs. The women's basketball is actually smaller in diameter than a man's ball. It's like 28.5 inches. With the naked eye, most people look at any basketball and go, oh, they're all the same. Well, that's not the case. There are certain things that are not gender-specific. For instance, the tennis ball, the golf ball, the softball. You know, there are girls who are playing high school flag football here in Florida, and they may use a slightly smaller ball, but it's not a ball that was made strictly for women. So in some respects, things have not changed, but where there can be a modification or a customization specific to the female, the industry has responded and making changes every day.
Well, that's good to hear, and I do love my ladies' golf clubs, and being not very tall and vertically challenged myself, I do love that they, you know, can customize them and make them so that they fit a woman's swing, you know, stride, our whole kind of movement. So in the last 30 seconds, Mike, wrap it up and tell people where they can find out more information about you.
There's every sporting goods store in the country, the major ones, the Modell's, Sports Authority, Dick's Sporting Goods. You'd be surprised what's available in these stores for male and female athletes. Check it out. Do some shopping, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
And you can go to tipsontv.com for more information about what we've just been discussing. And it's the Sport and Fitness Industry Association. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Stay well.